Pray passionately. Know this. There's an attack on. We are at war. God is at work in this room. Don't kid yourself. Satan's not going to let you walk out on a high. Put on the whole armor of God.
More of him, less of me. That's my cry, that's my plea. I wanna be completely his.
Welcome to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Harvest Bible Chapel Peoria and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. How do you stand firm in the midst of spiritual war? That's the question on today's program, so if you have your Bible, we are in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24, for part 2 of the message, Call to Spiritual War. Here's Pastor Tim.
Stand, therefore, having fastened on, and now it starts going through the list. Stand is equal to putting on the whole armor. Your defenses are fully up, and I'm just telling you, we are called to take a full alert defense, period, and to put on the whole armor of God. And here we go. It says, having put on the belt of truth, having fastened on the belt of truth. And this belt of truth talks about what you think and what you say, all right? The belt in warrior days, they used to clip up the clothing so they could move more freely. It would hold the clothing in place. It also had hooks on it so they could hang armor and they could hang weapons, all right? Your anchor is truth. If you love to twist words and if you love to think of what isn't true and say those over and over, be careful. You're weak at the very core. The first thing you're to have is truth, and have it with all you've got. Fastened. With the belt of truth. And then it says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now it's not just true in our thinking or in our words, it's true in our actions. Righteousness. Man, I'm telling you, the breastplate, it put over your chest, it's protecting your heart and lungs. The very life you have is protected by the actions you're involved in. Did you know that? The breastplate of righteousness. Man, get invested into doing works that honor your God. Love what he loves and hate what he hates. Get on with your king. Actions that honor your God actually bring protection. And if you want to put on this piece, you're waking up the day saying, Lord, what do I need to be about that you might be honored and glorified? Help me get after those things. Breastplate of righteousness. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given with the gospel of peace. Man, this is armor that goes like knee all the way down to foot. It protects you so that if they were to come at you with an axe of some sort and hit the foot, it would bounce off the armor, protecting you so you can continue to move. The gospel of peace. Man, your movement within this world and your protection as you move within this world is the gospel of peace. Man, we're going way down. It affects every facet of your life. Get after it. You know the King of the universe. His name is Jesus Christ. You know the one who has set this place in motion by his spoken word. He maintains it by his presence. His name is Jesus Christ. And you know him as King. Represent. Represent well and experience the peace that comes with knowing your God and the salvation he provides. And all of God's people said, man, we cloak on hardcore when we start grasping gospel and the power of Jesus Christ in this world. And it says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The shield of faith. Warriors in olden times, this time in the Roman times, would have had about a 2.5 foot wide shield. They actually would have had two of them. One was a smaller one for kind of portability and running. They would have typically carried a larger one, 2.5 feet wide and about 4 feet high. And they were a little bit shorter dudes as well. So they'd be able to kind of just tuck down right behind it and be protected. And they would carry that shield with them. And that shield protected them in every facet that may have had a little bit of a hole. They had this shield. And Paul's like, just so you know, you have that as well. You are walking with your shield of faith every day. And faith. And we better understand what that word means. Faith. Faith is this passion for trusting in your God. I just wrote it this way. Faith is believing God and his word no matter what I feel, because God promises a good result. Faith. Believing God and his word no matter what I feel. Are you hearing it? Think of what America teaches. If it feels good, believing God and his word no matter what I feel. Right? America teaches, let your feelings take priority. The whisper from the pit of hell is literally saying, just listen to your gut. Faith is believing the word of God and trusting in him, going after him with all you've got. Faith, making much of your God as you act in a trusting way. Are you willing to step out in each day saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. No matter how bad today looks, I'm trusting you. I'm ready to see you work, believing God and his word no matter how I feel, because God promises a good result. Trust your God. All right, he calls us to use these shields of faith, and I'll just tell you, it says to extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Your faith extinguishes the flaming darts. Every little zing, every little cheap shot coming at you, your faith is what's putting that out, holding on with all you've got. I'm just telling you, I wish we knew more about this way back when we started senior pastoring. Our family, my wife and I, we did not necessarily grasp or understand the depth of this. And I'm just telling you, I had no clue of the plan that came down that said, attack the Harkness home on Friday, Saturday. And I wish we had figured it out, because we fought a lot on Friday, Saturday about silly little things that would come up, something would stir, and we'd start to get a little sideways, and we'd feel like they're not listening to me, and we'd raise up into it with each other, and we were wrestling against flesh and blood when really the fight is not against flesh and blood. And it took us a number of years, probably a year and a half to 2 years, to start to realize, you know, at least once a month, Friday, Saturday becomes a bad moment for us. We got to get this thing figured out. And we started praying to that end. We started being aware to that end. And I'm telling you, Friday, Saturdays, the last 5 years have actually been pretty much a dream. And it's been amazing how light it's been as we're aware of it. We didn't realize they switched to Monday. Fair statement. I'm just telling you, you get tired. This takes a lot, man. Preaching takes a lot. It's a spiritual war in itself. There's an exhaustion at the end of the day. We were tired, and all of a sudden, the silly little conversation would come up on Sunday night or Monday. But I'm telling you, it came after this whisper. You are useless. You are worthless. You are not valued in this home. And every single one of our family members was hearing it. And each one of us felt attacked by the others. And we'd get up feeling like we needed to prove ourselves, exhausted and not being able to fight back. And we had some bad Mondays, dude, figuring out that it was not about flesh and blood, as we had to figure out the words we were talking were useless to say, and it's not about this. Man, watch yourselves. I guarantee you, the battle you are having with another human being is a play. You are being toyed and whispered to, and the darts of the enemy are on fire to tear you up. Man, put your faith in play. Be aware of when you're being hit. There is a plan to it all, and call it out. Talk to each other about it. Pray for each other in it and out of it. May your family become protected, because not on your watch. Faith. My God's got this in hand. And I will not be brought down to thinking about small little things like my glory or my comfort. I'm going to care for my family the best way I know how. May God get all the glory. I guarantee you last week, Sunday, Monday, was rough in your home as we talk about marriages. You watch the whispers. Watch those whispers. And you bring the armor and the trust in your God with all you've got. All right. Let's just keep going here. So we've seen the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the gospel of peace on our feet. And now we've seen the shield of faith. And then it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Helmet of salvation. This is assurance for present safety and future eternity. Helmet of salvation. Best phrase I can put on it. The assurance of present safety and future eternity. That's what we're talking about. The helmet of salvation, it brings a hope with it. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:8 talks about it being the hope of this salvation as a helmet for you. The hope of your salvation is the helmet you're putting on. It's a hope. It's a faith you're picking up as a shield. It's a hope you're putting on to protect your mind. You are hoping and leaning on your God and all that He promises. And a salvation, it is a present day experience and it will be a future experience as well. It is both and. And how often do we wake up just putting on the helmet of salvation and that's it? Be careful with that. Well, I'm saved. Helmet on. Dude, you've got a lot of open area to hit. And to watch yourself, that's not enough. Walk with your God. We are under war. The helmet of salvation, and then one of the few offensive weapons here, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit. I want to be very clear here. This talks about the sword of the Spirit. This is the written word. This is the spoken word. It says the word, which is the word of God, right? And this word here, there's really two words in the original language to say word. One of them means written word or collective organized group of words. The other means spoken word. This is actually the one meaning spoken word. He's talking about the preached words of the Holy Spirit. Whether preached through an apostle or a prophet or a pastor or somehow spoken out to you. And at that time, they didn't have those words written down. And so he was speaking to the spoken words, okay? For sure that. But as we then took those spoken words and recorded them, we now have it written collectively. And absolutely, the word of God, the Bible in your hand. This is the Holy Spirit pressing in your life. This is God moving in His Word. Man, do not walk away from your Bible. It is the one offensive weapon you have. When Christ was pressed by Satan, He said, "It is written." And He picked up the Word. I'm telling you, the sword of the Spirit is more powerful than you could ever imagine. Right? You are worthless, as God would stand next to you. This little whisper comes out from Satan. You are worthless. Quote back, there is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Do you understand? The cheap shot at you, it will not carry truth. It will carry a little bit of sense of feeling to you. It'll feel right, but it's untrue. You quote the words of God that right that ship. And you put it in its place. I don't know what words to say. Man, get a hold of your small group leader or somebody in your small group. Get a hold of a pastor. We will get words to you. I'm telling you, God has given us a ton to know what His position is. Do not buy the lies. Do not buy the lies. I am saying this with all I've got, and I don't think I would have preached this way even 4 years ago. We are being lied to on a daily, regular basis. The whisper droning into your ear is there to wreck you and wreck your family. It is time to hear from God and His word and push that out. It is written. Quote it with all you've got. Believing with all you've got. Watching God move. And man, you might be under a heavy weight even right now in this room. I'm just telling you, it's time to get close to your God. Worship and confess it up. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then you can do a little resisting as you watch God work. Best way to resist Satan, it is written. And you and your thoughts are not going to get it done. Bring what God has to say. This is where my God stands. And so this is where I stand. And I'm just telling you, we are in a church that is on fire. That does mean that there will be a pretty heavy attack. And I want to be very real on it. And I've told you one thing already. I've let you into our home in a very real way from a couple years back and some of the struggles we've had and the whispers that we got played on. And I'm just telling you, man, the press is to steal from you. I heard this quote on the way in today. God is so good. Turn on the radio, and he's like, do you know why Satan and the demons attack us? Like, what? I've never heard this on a Sunday morning in my life, but the day I'm preaching on, so I'm going to share it with you. He said, because they are keeping you from experiencing what they fell from. Let that settle. They are keeping you from experiencing what they fell from. And if you're like, yeah, I don't know if I really believe in demons, watch out. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, real as all get out, not just because of red, but experienced, watch out. The darkness and the oppression that comes when we won't call out what it is. And so what do? I'll just write this down. Here's a few words that we can say real quickly. Satan's attack. Ready? Satan's attack. He will use the lie. That's his first one. Lie and deception. Lie and deception. Second, temptation to sin. Temptation. Come on. Everybody else is doing it. You, come on. It's so good. Right? By the way, the answer to the lie is the belt of truth. Temptation. The answer to temptation is the breastplate of righteousness. Right? A call to self-reliance. You don't need anybody else. Just you, man. You can do this. Even when it comes to salvation, just you. And self-reliance. And our answer is gospel hope, Jesus Christ. Christ reliance, right? Satan uses the lie. Satan uses temptation. Satan calls us to self-reliance. Satan uses tough circumstances, never without the hand of God. None of these, by the way. Satan never gets to do or say without God approving. Never, ever, ever, right? Job 1, if you want an example of it. What he's saying or doing, God's allowing for our strengthening along the way. Let's stand up under, okay? And tough circumstances or doubts, man, the shield of faith brings it to bear there, all right? Number 5, accusation, hopelessness. You're not worth saving. God won't save, not you. Dude, that is a lie from the pit of hell. We are not worth saving. I'm good to hear that. My Savior, he says what's worthwhile, and he chooses to sacrifice for me. I trust in my King. The end. I'm leaning on the words of Christ. Man, do not let hopelessness and accusation whisper into the pit of your soul. Put on the helmet of salvation, present day as well as future. And the last one, the twisting of God's word. Watch out when you start quoting God's word, because Satan knows God's word and he'll quote it back wrongly. The twisting of God's word. Be careful. These are the hits that come from Satan. The lie, temptation, self-reliance, tough circumstances, accusation, twisting God's word. And God's given us full armor protecting against. Put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel peace on your feet, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on how much? The whole armor of God. I'll just use a lame example now, because it's Greek mythology, but you know the Greek god Achilles, right? Achilles. So the whole statement on that god was his mom wanted him protected, so she dipped him into a river, a special river, pulled him up out of the river, and everything that touched the water was going to be somehow magically protected, but she had to hold him by his Achilles heel, right? And so that was his one vulnerable spot. And so we use that phrase a lot in our society. What's your Achilles heel, right? It's that one spot unprotected. Hear me, God does not give us an unprotected spot. Whole armor of God. whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor. And a simple question. What piece of the armor are you not putting on? Or maybe it's pieces. Get real. Truth. Righteousness. Gospel. Faith. Salvation. Hope. Sword of the Spirit. And you go after what you need to go after this week and make this a war like Satan has never seen. All right? Third, keep alert and pray passionately until the end. Keep alert and pray passionately until the end. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Praying at all times. Just put these words under prayer. Praying. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Notice it spells the word acts out, A-C-T-S. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. That is life-changing prayer. Adoration, God, you are awesome. Confession, Lord, please forgive me. Thanksgiving, I'm amazed with what you're doing in my life. Supplication, Lord, could you work here? Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Here's the sad part. Most of us think of prayer as just supplication. Lord, help! And that's not bad prayer, but it's not the only prayer. And make sure you've got whole prayer, all right? Praying at all times in the Spirit with adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It says, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Keep alert. Pray passionately. Know this. There's an attack on. We are at war. God is at work in this room. Don't kid yourself. Satan's not going to let you walk out on a high. Put on the whole armor of God, the whole armor. And he says here at the end, and pray also for me that the words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Man, pray that Christ moves in this world, that churches, God-fearing, God-honoring churches are brought up, that the word is preached, that Christ is glorified, that we who are called to share, share boldly. Pray. Spiritual warfare is about prayer. I'm not going to go into depth on this, but I'm just going to tell you this. John and I have had a couple experiences that were beyond dark and hugely heavy on us. In the midst of attack in certain areas around here spiritually, some things going on, we got heavy spiritual attack in our home. Our family's gotten so used to it, we're able to converse on it openly now. Know this, it's real. And please hear me. It is time. It is time to recognize the reality. And I'm telling you, in the midst of the darkest moments we experienced, it all goes away when we start praying. When we start praying. And as I woke her up one night and said, honey, you got to start praying with me. This is bad. And I won't go into the heavy of it here, but I'm telling you, we started praying, and 20 minutes later, it all lifted, and there was a euphoric feeling in the room, and there was celebration going on. And hear me, there is a group of evil ones that have fallen from heaven, and they want to take you down and steal your joy. Put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, stand praying at all times.
Thank you for listening to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Harvest Bible Chapel Peoria and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. If you are interested in hearing or viewing today's sermon in its entirety or for additional sermons, please visit www.harvestpeoria.org. If you've been impacted by this message, we would love to hear from you and hear how God is at work in your life. You can email us at completelyhis@harvestpeoria.org. Again, that email address is completelyhis@harvestpeoria.org. Harvest Bible Chapel is located at 401 Cimarron Drive in East Peoria. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to join us for one of our services, Sunday mornings at 9 and 11, and Sunday afternoon at 4:30. For more information on Harvest Bible Chapel, please visit us online at www.harvestpeoria.org. Thanks again for joining us this week, and we hope you'll tune in again next Sunday as we seek to be completely His.